John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach, always covering the markets for us and financial news. And a lot of us a little bit down the doldrums, worried about jobs and the jobs situation, but it may be improving. John joins us now from Stern AG and Leach. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, didn't mean to walk over you there, but yeah, some good numbers this morning, and of course, we're always looking for some good news. In fact, there's some really encouraging things happening in the economy. If our government could just get out of the way, I think we could have a good recovery here. But this morning, this Thursday morning, we talk about people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, a substantial drop. Last week, it was 372,000 people filing for the first time, drops all the way down to 335,000 this week. That number continues to be well below the $400,000 number, which we used to worry about. A lot of earnings coming out, and today the focus is on financial institutions. A semi-local company, Bank of the Ozarks, of course, headquartered in Little Rock, reporting another really strong quarter. They made about a little over $20 million in the quarter. That's up 17% over the same quarter of last year. They beat Wall Street's expectations by 4 cents a share. And for the full year, their profits were up 24%. Not such good news for some of the mega banks, the, quote, too big to fail banks. Citigroup, their stock getting hammered this morning. The stock's down about 3.6% in pre-market trading. Why? Well, Wall Street was expecting them to make 96 cents a share. They made 69 cents a share. Now, those numbers are reversed and not very good numbers. This is the first quarterly report from the new CEO. You may remember the board forced out the previous CEO last year. They also missed Wall Street's expectations on revenue. Now, to give them some cover, the quarter did include $2.3 billion of write-downs or charge-offs related to layoffs and also lawsuits. Citigroup had announced last quarter that they were going to eliminate another 1,100 jobs and take a substantial charge for that. Another one of the, quote, too big to fail banks reporting numbers this morning that Wall Street doesn't like, Bank of America. Their stock down 1.6% pre-market trading. They did make some money, but it was down substantially from the same period of last year. They made $367 million. Same quarter of last year, they made $1.6 billion. Most of that drop was attributable to the multi-billion-dollar settlement they agreed to related to mortgage settlements. You may remember they're paying Fannie Mae and others for some of those horrible mortgages that they packaged and sold back prior to 2008. More numbers coming in that tells us what happened in the retail area in November and December. Williams-Sonoma, one of the favorite companies of my wife and my two daughters. Of course, they also own Pottery Barn. They're reporting very strong sales in the November-December period. Same sales were up about 4.8%. Gave some good guidance for their quarterly earnings numbers that actually come out in a few weeks. But one of the strongest quarters was reported by eBay. Now, you may or may not remember, but eBay also owns PayPal, of course. And this stock is up 3.5% pre-market trading. They reported last night after the market closed. They beat Wall Street's expectations by a penny a share. You say, well, what's the big deal there? Well, fourth quarter revenue up 18%, net up 17%. But in the PayPal area, which is driving their growth numbers, transaction volume up 24%, got 123 million registered users of PayPal, 2 million more than the same time last year. And in terms of mobile transaction volume, this is stuff that you're buying using PayPal, and you're buying it or eBay, and you're buying it through your smartphone or your tablet. Revenue up 100% year over year. So it tells you what's happening in terms of e-commerce. People aren't using their PCs as much as they used to. They're using their smartphones and their tablets.
John, it sounds like your family is kind of like mine. I can't create anything, but it sounds like yours can take some work and make it artwork.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also love to bake, and so they love all that.
I like that part, too.
Yeah. It's a pricey place to shop, but they enjoy it. So.
All right. Well, thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
I've heard about that myself. John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. My family can spend with the best of them, and they could save, too, if they pay attention to John. Check out what he's talking about. Pay a visit, any of you out there listening. You could maybe make your money go further and make it increase. Just give him a call, 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.